What time is it? It's KD time. You are now listening to the podcast KD Time. On this show, you'll laugh along as I talk about random topics and give wacky stories. I talk about TV shows I love, music I enjoy, movies in their vastness, being a New Yorker, and much, much more. A big welcome to you from your host, Keone. Hey everybody, welcome back to KD Time. In this episode, I'm doing a Neo appreciation. This is all about Neo because I love him. I love him a lot, and I enjoy the fact that he's a songwriter and he's a singer, and it's great. So he's a well-established American singer-songwriter, award-winning and nominated artist, and I've loved his music for over 10 years. And like many of you, I've had crushes on musicians because it's just expected. Like, you just love the musicians that you hear. Their music touches you in a way, and you just want to hear more. He's the only male artist that I've been consistent with buying all their albums and supporting them and following them on all the different social medias. Like, he's the only one. Beyonce is the only female, but duh. I mean, like, I've bought her albums. I haven't bought other female artist albums. I just listen to them on social media, on, well, YouTube, Spotify, the radio. But like, I just love Neo, and I put my full support in his music solely. He's written songs for Beyonce as well, so it's just like irreplaceable. That was him. Yeah, you know, and I think that anybody who loves Neo and knows Neo knows that he's written songs for a lot of different people. So I just wanted to talk about, you know, his first album, because it was the one that definitely set the tone for me loving the rest of his music. And in my opinion, or my own words, the first one was, in my own words, his first official debut album. It was released in February 2006 by Def Jam, and he took a step forward to show off his talents in songwriting following smash hits like Let Me Love You for fellow R&B singer Mario, who sang the song 2 years prior, with four singles released: Stay, So Sick, which in my opinion catapulted him into stardom, definitely was So Sick, When You're Mad, and Sexy Love. My friends and I actually did a little dance to this song and performed it at a backyard party in our backyard. Sexy Love. Yeah, we definitely did a dance to that, and it was dope. I enjoyed it. Anyway, 14 years later, and I still remember the moves because they were so basic. It was a basic dance to the song. And I copied some of his dance moves and added some of our own, which we were such cornballs back then, but it made us happy. It really did. Like, we had a grand old time dancing to Sexy Love. And this is a Neo appreciation episode. So stay tuned. I'm going to talk about, in my own words, his first album. Alright, welcome back, guys. In my own words, we start the album off with Neo singing Stay featuring Petey, and at first listen, you think he's singing about a girl, but in reality, he's actually singing about music. Now, in 2005 was 15 years ago, and the album is a whole teenager. Wow, I feel old. The album is a teenager by now. Anyway, he's singing Stay, and you think it's about a girl, but he's not. He's not singing about a girl. And then the next song is about a girl for real, where he's trying to understand what's going on with this girl, and it sounded like she's playing games with him. It's called Let Me Get This Right. And you can hear how confusing it is and a little frustrating, because he obviously wants to be with this girl, but she's not giving him clear signals. He says, The feelings I got for you cut and dry. It's the truth, but you want something new, baby. Now, is it new as in new without him or new with him? You know, like it's not clear. It's not clear that for what she's saying or how she's reacting to him. He's like, I want to be with you. And it doesn't seem like you want to be with me too. And so, you know, you get this, it's like a, you think through all of that back and forth, things won't work out. Like, I think when he's singing the song, he's just kind of like, all right, let me get this right. Girl, you want us to be official, but you don't, like, make this thing for real. What's the deal? Like, please be sure. And so he's just very confused as to what her plans are for the song. Like, is, and I'm confused too. I'm just like, word, what's going on? And then we find out, because the next song is So Sick, it was successful everywhere, charts worldwide, and it's his biggest hit possibly ever. Like, anybody who thinks of music and relates to Neo will think of So Sick. And there hasn't been another song that he has sang that has reached such acclaim. Now, this might surprise you, but after some time of listening to the song in particular, I ended up getting so sick of it. Yes, I don't like the song. I didn't want to hear it anymore, and I would actually change the station whenever possible. And that was just because it was so big. Like, the song itself was so big. I physically stopped liking it because it was just like, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't. I don't know. I just didn't like it anymore. It was just on all the time. And I know that sounds bad, but I just, once, when it was on the radio, it was just played constantly over and over and over. And that's how the radio is in general. Like, if you legit listen to any of the radio stations all day, like, just all day without changing the station at all, they will repeat the songs over and 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 over. And then you would sit there, because I've done this where I've legit listened to the radio all day, and you're just like, wait a minute, didn't they just play this song like 20 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago? Like, didn't I just hear this? And that's how it was for me when I'm listening to So Sick. Like, before So Sick came out and Stay was on the radio, I was like searching the radio for when it would come on. And then So Sick came on and I couldn't get rid of it. Like, it was always on. And the radio stations did that thing where they would sort of play the song in the background and you're just kind of like, just play the song already. Just play it. Just play the song. Just play the song. Please play the song. Or some radio stations would all play the same song at the same time. So like Hot 97 and Power 105, if you switch the channels, you'd hear the same song, like, maybe a few seconds apart or something like that, because songs are not that long nowadays. Now, before, songs used to be, like, 8 minutes, 10 minutes long, and now they're, like, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and maybe even 5 minutes long. And so it's just, like, you would catch the song on two different stations sometimes. But as years passed, I've gradually started to enjoy it again. So Sick is about hearing love songs over and over. Ironic, right? A song about being sick of love songs I became very sick of. He was, you know, he was inspired by a former girlfriend and used the experience to write the song. And I appreciate that because, yeah, I get it. When you break up with someone, you don't want to hear love songs. You don't want to hear other people being happy. You don't want to hear other people falling in love. You just want to be sad and upset and in your own, you know, funk or whatever. You're just mad about life. You're mad about the world. And I got it. I understood it. So sick of love songs was like, and then like I'd hear other people try and sing it and try and hit those notes. And I'm just like, shh. I'm like, do 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 do. Like, I like the song now, but both back then I couldn't. I was like, ugh, come on, put out another one, put out another one, please. And then next we have When You're Mad. And so When You're Mad came out and I was just like, yes, I like this. I like this a lot. And When You're Mad is such an interesting song because for me, I don't always think about how some guys really do enjoy making their girlfriends upset, like just so that, you know, they can get whatever pleasantries out of it later. But yeah, when a girl is mad, a guy is weirdly turned on unless they're not mad themselves. So yeah, next, when you're mad, it's about him with a new girlfriend. So okay, the first three songs we see, well, Stay is not really about a girl, it's about music. So the next two songs, So Sick and Let Me Get This Right, were most likely about the same girl. Like, I think that his album was just sort of like a story. It was a story in itself. So the first two, those first songs, Let Me Get This Right and So Sick, was about the same girl because he's trying to get with her. And then it seems like he does. And then in So Sick, we now find out that they broke up. So now he's upset. And I'm thinking to myself, bro, if you would have listened to yourself from Let Me Get This Right, you would have known that that girl was not going to stay with you. Because she wasn't clear on what she wanted. So that is why it didn't work out. Okay? That's obviously why. I know I'm probably reading too much into this, but let a girl live. All right, let me live. So next, when you have When You're Mad, and it's obviously he's talking about a new girl who is constantly getting mad at him, and he's easily turned on by it because he's making her mad. And that is one of the things that I feel that guys definitely do. Well, they come up with, oh, you're crazy. He's like, no, you are doing things that are making us crazy. That is what's happening. There's no, like, I'm just crazy out of nowhere. Like, no, it's obviously something that you're doing that's making me react this way. And that's what she was doing in the song. Like, he was doing whatever, like talking to other girls, flirting and being all flirty and whatever. And she was like, the cuss, like, what's going on, you know? And so I like the music video a lot because it's they're outside and he's got like the breeze and the fedora and his shirt is doing the flap flap in the wind and all this other stuff. And he's having a great time just singing and dancing and smiling. And it's a complete turnaround from So Sick, like where he's in the snow and he just looks so sad and he's got on a scully and he's just like, I'm so sick of love songs. And then he turns around and is like, hey, I like making you mad, because then it turns into something different. And it's just like, wow, okay. Because by the end of the video, you know, by the end of the video, think that she's just never going to get over whatever it is that has her so upset. Because in the music, he spends most of the time trying to get his girlfriend to not be upset with him, but he's also doing things to get her upset. So it's just like, by the end of the video, you just don't think that she's going to get over it. And then it seems like even while he's attracted to his woman's anger in the song, it sounds like that ship has sailed in It Just Ain't Right. So we're going into the next song, and in It Just Ain't Right, because apparently while he was with his girl, he's thinking about someone else. And from years before this, he's thinking about this next girl from years before. And so in It Just Ain't Right, he's singing, he's like, when I'm with my current girlfriend, I call your name and it just ain't right. And you just, I'm thinking about the fact that now, okay, you spend all this time crying over shorty from So Sick, then you find a new girlfriend and you're like, all right, I like making her mad because it's like, it turns me on, right? And then you go into the next song where It Just Ain't Right, and you're still thinking about shorty from So Sick, or, you know, somebody else from way before, because he's calling out his ex's name during sex with his current girlfriend. And I would tell you, if I was his girlfriend, yes, things would not be good for him. Things would not be good for him. How dare you? Like, how dare you call me some other girl's name? Are you serious? Like, are you serious? And if I was his ex, I wouldn't be flattered. I wouldn't be flattered because that's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. Like, how dare you? You know, I'd be thinking about why we broke up in the first place. Because something went wrong for us to break up anyway. And now you're in this song talking about it just ain't right. And it's like, yeah, it just ain't right because you are thinking about someone else. Like, what happened? What happened to making this current girl mad? And, like, is that part of it? Are you making her mad so that you can do more things? Like, how is it that you were able to even get through sex while calling her name in the first place? I don't understand. Okay? It does seem like, as we keep going through the album, it does seem like things are looking up for Neo, though. Because in the next song, Mirror, things get steamy. And a younger me should not have listened to this song. It was not for my young ears. It was not. And I think I listened to this song in secret. Mostly because I had got the album and my mom didn't hear the album. And I was just like, this song, oh my goodness. What? Like, it is hot. It is like, what? How are you singing about this? It was a lot. And so, like, I actually don't think he found a stable girlfriend after It Just Ain't Right, because the next song after Mirror is Sign Me Up, and now he's looking for love, and it goes on to continue and I Ain't Gotta Tell You. Because, like, all right, so here's the timeline now, right? Let me get this right. That first girl was playing games. Then he broke up with someone and he's just like, I'm sick of hearing love songs. Then he gets together with someone new and he's like, I like making you mad. And then he's thinking about his ex because it just ain't right. And then now he's in this, like, mirror where he's just like, I like doing things to you and watching myself do it, which is like, wow, okay. But after those songs, then we go into Sign Me Up, which sounds to me like he's signing up for a new girlfriend. Like, he's like, sign me up, girl, just put me down. I just wanna rock with you, baby. I'm looking for real love. This is real love. And then, so he's like, sign me up for this new love. So I'm just like, okay. All right, so now he's looking for love. He's looking for love. But then it's like he goes into this new song and it's like, I Ain't Gotta Tell You. Now, because he spends the song trying to serenade a girl, right? But he's not trying to commit either. He's like, he just appreciates a good looking girl and wants to be with her for a night, maybe. That's what the song tells me. Because, like, I Ain't Gotta Tell You that you're fine. Like, you know you look good. And so I think that you would have a good time with me, but I'm just telling you that I Ain't Gotta Tell You that you all that in a bag of chips, right? Because, like, that's what he's just doing. He's just looking for a good girl for one night. And he doesn't have to tell her that she looks good because he's sure that she knows it. And basically, he knows it, she knows it, so that's a good enough reason to get together, because he knows she looks good, she knows she looks good, so that just makes sense for them to be together, right? Well, in the next song, things change. Things change and get down like that, where he's trying to be a good boyfriend, and it sounds like he's appreciating the offers being handed to him, but he's not interested. And I know, because I've seen videos and I've seen this in real life, where, like, and this happened for both guys and girls alike, as soon as you get into a new relationship or you're in a relationship, here come the singles. The singles all pop out and they're just like, oh, you look good. Oh my goodness, you're in a relationship though. Why? You shouldn't be with her. You should be with me. You shouldn't be with him. You should be with me. But all the time when he was single, nobody gave him the time of day. It's very clear. No one gave him the time of day, because in Sign Me Up, he's looking for love. And I Ain't Gotta Tell You, he's still looking for something. He's still looking for something. You know what I'm saying? But then now he's in a relationship again. He's like, I don't get down like that. Like, you look good, but I don't get down like that. And I'm like, oh, so now you're telling us that you're not a cheater, which is great. That's great. But, like, because, like, he's trying to be a good boyfriend to somebody. And he's like, I'm not interested in you because I'm not trying to get down like that, right? All of a sudden, he's a changed man who doesn't cheat or step out on his new girlfriend because he's found the one, and that's giving him reason to be faithful or loyal. But he does admit that he has gotten down like that in the past, which is, in a way, sad, but hopeful for him. Because now I'm thinking to myself, that's probably what happened between when you're mad and it just ain't right. Because he's with somebody, but now he's thinking about his ex. And it sounded like in Mirror, he got a little something because he was just kind of like, I remember. Like, I like this, you know? I like whatever's happening here. So, yeah, all of a sudden he's this changed man. But he admits that he did get down in the past. And it's just like, that's probably why So Sick happened. You know what I mean? And then, so he really thinks he's changed for his new girlfriend. But I think he's just happy right now, but things will change again. You know, he's just happy at the moment, but things will change again. In Sexy Love, like I said, I was in love with this song when it came out. I really was. Like, it was a great song. And the two, like, him and his actress, girl, person, they looked like they were really in love. And I enjoyed the music video. Okay. I was glued to the TV for when the music video was going to come out. And I was beyond happy while listening to this song. It just flows so nicely and it makes you think you could fall in love and be so blissfully happy. So blissfully happy. In this song, you can tell he sounds so deeply in love with his girlfriend and would risk eviction notices because they were basking in one another's love. And that's what happens in the video. Like, they're so in love that the eviction notices are piling up. They're just in the apartment, not giving a dang about the world. They're just enjoying each other, and he doesn't want to do anything but be with her, you know. And as lovely as that sounds, it's unrealistic, because sometimes you just have to wish that there's a love like this would come knocking on your door. It's unrealistic. Like, you can't just be stuck up in a place with someone for so long and be blissfully happy. Like, you need food. You need sustenance. You need to get out of the house and have fresh air, okay? But he is beyond disconnected to the world and looks so happy, and he can't think of anything else. He can't think of anything else. But things don't last forever, because in this album, you know, here we go again. Because something broke him and his girlfriend up. And now we're listening to he can't let go of his last relationship. And it's just like, what happened? Did y'all stay in the apartment for too long, huh? Did you not think that you needed food and sustenance? Did something come up between you two that he said or she said that was just messed up, and now he can't let go? And it's a beautiful, it's a heartbreaking song, though. It's such a great song, but it's a heartbreaking song. And at this point, I don't blame him. You go from being blissfully in love to hearing she's with someone new. That's messed up. And Let Go, we find out that she's with someone new, and he just can't let go of that. And it's a beautiful contrast, because on the one hand, he couldn't let her go physically. And they were happy. They were in love and happy and in their own world, or their own bubble, and now the bubble has popped, and he's alone, still thinking about her, and it's so sad, and you want him to get over it, but he can't, and then we come to, in the time it would take to realize your mistakes, she'll be gone. So this time, now we're nearing towards the end of the album, where the song Time comes out, and Time is a ballad, in my opinion, because this man has finally realized that, you know, that what happened, there was nothing that he could do and to change things. Nothing that could have been done to change things would have worked. Nothing. Because, like, in the time it takes for me to realize my mistakes, she'll be gone. And she was gone. Like, she was gone, gone. Like, she was out. You know what I'm saying? She was out and already in a new relationship. And relationships aren't easy. And bringing two people in who are madly in love one day and then the next back to being complete strangers is such a crazy acceptance. Like, you have to accept the fact that sometimes things don't work out and then you have to go your separate ways. And the final song is a bonus track for the Get Down Like That remix. It's a remix featuring Ghostface Killah, and where Neo sings the same lyrics as the original, but Ghostface comes in like verse 3 to give his rap about a situation where he's missing a girl after being caught cheating. And I was just like, you're missing a girl after being caught cheating. But black men don't cheat, right? Sure. I'm sorry, I had to, because in the song he's like, I miss you, and he's like, I'm sorry, like, you know, I was caught, I'm like, okay. And I've listened to the rap verse. It's opposite of what Neo is saying, because Neo is still talking about turning down girls because he has a girlfriend, and Ghostface is explaining how if he didn't cheat or mess up his relationship, he could have been married. And there you have it. There you have it. In my own words, in my opinion of Neo's first album of the same name. That is my take on his first album. And he's got a lot more albums, so be on the lookout for more of these. Like, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's more like a realization that his albums are pretty much storytelling. And at one point in my life, I was that obsessed that I actually wrote a story and just used all of the titles of his songs, and I put them in my own story and just was like, hey, I could make a story out of this. And then I did. I thought about it and I was just like, yep, he went from let me get this right to time, where he's just like, some girl is playing mind games, to now my mistakes have caused someone to leave me. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. That was my Neo appreciation for In My Own Words. All right? Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode. That's the end, my friend. This episode was solely about Neo's first album. I decided to analyze this album because I always felt like it was a story. I mean, didn't it sound like a story? It sounded like a drama movie or something, at least, right? I actually had written the content for this episode a long time ago, like back when the album was more relevant, as in when it actually came out. I put it on my old blog called Straight Outta Mind, and now I have another blog for the podcast. It's called Katie Time the Blog, but it's still a work in progress. I mean, I think it has at least 3 or 4 posts on there. And I'm trying to get all of my episodes so you could read what I'm saying, if anything, or read what I've said, or read an excerpt, whatever the cuss. But yeah, it's, you know, I started a blog writing about things, and now I'm talking about things. So it's just this, my episodes are really just a blog come to life. Well, verbal life. Yeah, so I'm hoping once I finish school, I can finally use my time away from work to do other things like fix my blog, post more episodes, and be more active in terms of just getting more listenership. But that's for when that time comes. By the time this episode is published, Veterans Day will have passed. So happy Veterans Day to all of the vets. We thank you. God bless you for your service. You are appreciated. And yeah, salute, okay? Anyway, thanks again for listening to this episode, to the show. I really appreciate it. I hope you aren't so sick of me yet. Deuces! Hey, Katie Time fans. Don't forget to subscribe to wherever you're listening to this on.
for weekly updates. There's new episodes every week, and you can send me feedback by following me on Twitter and Instagram at Katie Time Podcast, or you can email me at katietimepodcast@gmail.com. Whichever you prefer to hit me up. I'd really appreciate hearing from you guys. Thanks.